Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to D-Link's second quarter 2013 earnings release presentation. This is Sally Yang, Director of Investor Relations. Before I begin my presentation, I would like to highlight that other than the net income figure, which has been audited by our auditor, all the other figures are based on management reports, which in turn were compiled in accordance to Taiwan GAAP standard. Since the first quarter of 2013, we have also adopted new IFRS reporting for certain accounts, and hence restated historical numbers to provide comparison consistency. I will also provide sales overview by regions and by products breakdown, and closing with third quarter guidance. Now, if you will please turn to page two for our second quarter income statement. During the second quarter of 2013, D-Link registered total revenue of 7.2 billion, which was at the same level as in prior quarter and down 6.4% from a year ago same period. Sequential results were relatively flat, mostly due to strong dollar causing channel partners to delay orders to avoid currency risk and slower project deployment in emerging markets. I'll go into more details on the respective regions and product performance in later slides. Let's move down to gross margin. Excluding inventory valuation gain and loss, gross margin was 27%, down from 28% sequentially, reflected the negative margin impact from the strengthening U.S. dollar as we procured in dollar and sell in local currency in many emerging market countries. There were also NT dollar 106 million inventory valuation loss reported in this period, which included the financial impact resulted from one of our technology partners' decision to discontinue the cloud DVR service platform. Thus, gross margin, including the inventory provisional loss, was 25.5%, lower from 27.2% in sequential quarter. Overall, we see a softening market condition in government projects as broadband Wi-Fi penetration rate gradually approaching saturation. In the retail sector, the volatility in currency movement, intense competition, and short product cycles had added difficulty in cost and inventory management. This, coupled with a risk-averse approach taken by our channel partners, has placed additional stocking burden on us. We'll continue to address our challenges head-on and working intensely to gain time to market advantage for our new 11ac products offering. With new mobile shareboard technology and digital home products reinforced by our proprietary D-Link service platform that offer plug-and-play and seamless mobile experience. Riding on improving economic outlook in the U.S. and European market, we are positioning the new wave of 11ac and IP camera products in anticipation of increasing retail demand in the second half year. Non-operating income reported this period was 24 million as compared to 47 million, and I'll go over the detail of the non-operating income and loss in the following slide. Consolidated net income after tax and minority interest was negative 110 million as compared to dollar 124 million in the first quarter this year. Earning per share was negative 0.18 based on weighted average capital of 6.125 billion. Please move to page three for the quarter-over-quarter comparison of non-operating income. Non-operating income reported for the second quarter was dollar 24 million as compared to dollar 47 million sequentially, mainly due to FX loss, dollar 105 million associated with the strong U.S. dollar. While we exercise prudent hedging strategy, occasionally, the cost to hedge certain emerging country currency may prove cost-ineffective during short-term volatile movement. We'll continue to cautiously manage such risk in the most optimal way. Please turn to page four for the second quarter year-over-year comparison. For the year-over-year comparison, second quarter 2013 sales, dollar 7.2 billion, was down 6.4% due to slower retail and project pull-in, evidencing the general economic constraint and volatile currency movement having an order push-out effect, especially in the emerging market countries. Operating income was negative dollar 147 million as compared to negative dollar 99 million a year ago, as business performance in both quarters were negatively impacted by the volatile currency movement. For the summary of first half 2013 performance and year-over-year comparison, please turn to page five. For the first half of 2013, dealing posted revenue of NT$14.4 billion, down 9.4% from first half 2012. Gross margin, including the effect of inventory provision, was 26.3%, up from 25.9%, due mainly to favorable product mix and margin gain from cost out efforts. Net operating margin in first half 13 was 0.1%, as compared to 0.9% in first half 12. Turning on to page 6 for the balance sheet breakdown. The group continued to maintain prudent liquidity position with cash and short-term investment amounted to NT$3.9 billion. Account receivable was NT$6.4 billion, up by NT$377 million, and account receivable turnover days was 75 days as compared to previous quarter, resulting from a higher level of project-related receivables. Inventory was NT$6.6 billion and up NT$725 million from sequential quarter, as we are preparing for the retail season in the U.S. and European market. Now please turn to page 7 for the company key financial ratios. Account receivable collection was 75 days, and inventory days on hand were 111 days, both slightly higher from prior quarter, resulting from normal business conversion. In terms of the liquidity position, the company remains healthy with current ratio of 1.76 and net debt over equity ratio of 0.69. Return of equity for the second quarter was negative 3%. Now please turn to page 8 for our quarterly revenue by region. In terms of geographic breakdown, emerging and Asia Pacific continue to be the most important markets for D-Link, accounting for 62% of our group's revenue, followed by Europe 20% and North America 18%. For the North America region, second quarter 2013 sales was up 18.6% on quarter-over-quarter basis as we continued to gain market presence in MyD-Link camera and business surveillance solution. Digital home products achieved impressive sales growth of 35% quarter-over-quarter and 47% year-over-year. Europe also has shown signs of a stabilizing economic outlook with improving business and consumer sentiments. We are cautiously optimistic that U.S. and Europe region sales should pick up in the second half year. Emerging and Asia-Pacific market were down by 4.6% quarter-over-quarter and down 13.7% year-over-year, mostly due to the order push-out effects from the volatile currency movement, as well as restrained IT spending from telco accounts. We believe this negative impact will be less prevalent in the coming quarter, and channel orders should return to level more resemble market condition. The growing areas continue to be in the Middle East and Northeast Asia, where we are expanding our footprint and winning key telco projects. Please move on to page 9, which shows our 2013 second quarter revenue breakdown by products category. Switch and wireless together contributed to 60% of total first quarter revenue, while broadband was at 17%, digital home at 15%, and others with 8%. During the second quarter in 2013, the lower sales in wireless market reflected seasonality pattern and fierce competition in the retail sector and slower project pull-in in the emerging markets. With the new product rollout plan in 11AC smart routers, mobile routers, baby cam, Giga and smart switches, along with the gradually recovering global economy, we believe the sales ramp up will improve marginally in the second half year. Digital camera and forest surveillance, which grew 27%, quarter-over-quarter and 60% year-over-year, expected to further gain market as we are increasing product offering and expanding distribution channels. Please turn to page 10 for the 2013 third quarter guidance. For the third quarter outlook, the company expects to see revenue gain in the single-digit range and operating margin to turn positive. This completes my presentation for today, and thank you for your attention. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to contact D-Link Investor Relations. Thank you.